AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A controversial proposal is coming from a GOP presidential candidate.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
The National Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Nihad Awad, is one who's saying that's a bad move, and he criticized Trump for making false comments about American Muslims.
Donald Trump has made vicious and unfounded claims against the American Muslim community when he said that he saw thousands of Muslims celebrating the 9/11 attacks. Trump cannot substantiate his allegations.
The White House is accusing Republicans of endangering national security as the latest budget battle goes down to the wire.
Days before a Friday deadline, lawmakers are still squabbling over details of a full year's spending bill, even though the totals were agreed on 6 weeks ago. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama won't agree to another stopgap spending bill that would fund the Pentagon and Homeland Security at last year's levels. And Earnest says it's not enough to battle today's threats.
It's only going to underfund our national security efforts. Seems like a pretty bad time to be doing that.
While Republicans have given up trying to defund Planned Parenthood and parts of Obama's health law, they're still pressing to end the ban on crude oil exports and curb new environmental rules. Mark Smith at the White House.
Oscar Pistorius is in a South African courtroom where he's applied for bail following his conviction for murdering girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. Just a short time from now, Pope Francis will push open the huge bronze holy door of St. Peter's Basilica to formally launch the Catholic Church's Year of Mercy, his year-long revolution of tenderness. This is AP Radio News. Chipotle says it's temporarily closed a restaurant in Boston after more than 20 Boston College students, including members of the men's basketball team, reported gastrointestinal symptoms after eating there. It's not known if the illnesses were part of a national outbreak of E. coli that's been linked to the chain. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports federal health officials are starting a study on how the environment affects children's health.
The seven-year National Institutes of Health project is called ECHO, for Environmental Influences on Child Health Outcomes. The goal is to help unravel how early in life environmental exposures may affect autism, obesity, and certain other childhood disorders.
Comedian Jon Stewart has returned to The Daily Show. Nothing permanent, though. The former host was a guest for the night on the late-night talk show. Stewart made a push to renew a law that provides health benefits for first responders who became ill after the 9/11 terror attacks. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.